You just celebrated a birthday?
You guys are old!
I get really excited about it.
Ozzy's 24.
Holla!
24.
24 in my ass.
24. Holla!
You got those numbers mixed up.
Listen, sweetheart. Listen, sweetheart.
2, 3.
Call me old man Wade.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Boys.
No?
Right.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. To my right, we got the coach, Super Bowl Garvey.
Yo.
Back by popular demand, I really mean that. People were wondering about you. We got Miss Toya.
Hola.
Big lips with the alien eyes.
Yo, where'd you find her?
Yo.
Toya?
Yeah.
Remember?
And the snow. No,
like recently. She's been missing.
Oh no! I put her face on a milk carton.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she was doing a sex hotline.
I'm that groundhog that only comes out at certain times. I'm so sorry.
Yo, you can't be making money outside the podcast. So if you like,
wait, when you cut my check?
No!
You the co-host.
No, listen.
You the co-host.
That's too close to sex hotline's too close to podcasting. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we have some type of like.
But I have the voice, sweetie.
Can
I'm sorry.
Can
hello.
Can I later on get you on recording saying? You are listening to the hottest podcast ever.
You are listening to the hottest podcast ever.
I'm gonna market you.
All right. Yeah, we're gonna need to drop those non-complete clauses ASAP so she doesn't go somewhere else after this.
Yeah.
Are you gonna introduce our guest?
As soon as you guys stop talking shit.
Oh shit.
And so I've been trying to get a bartender on here for a while. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Chiquita.
Yo!
That's a perfect name.
Huh? Chill, Queen.
I have to go make drinks. She needs to go to the room. Sorry, introduction.
Yeah, you missed your introduction.
Ah, damn.
And I'm not editing that either. I thought they were leaving.
So that was the wives?
The Mrs. Old Man Wade and Mrs. Super Bowl Gavi.
PSA. I have a slight cold, so if you hear me cough, don't be freaked out. Just want to throw that out there. Okay, great.
And she ain't been high in a little bit, so she's kind of...
Whoa. I don't do drugs. Okay? Let's just put that out there. All I do is drink alcohol.
Yo.
And to be honest, I'm very light with that. I only drink Trulies. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she don't do drugs. She smokes them.
Sorry, I don't smoke drugs either. Let's get that clear.
So you wanted a bartender on the show.
Yeah.
And Chiquita.
That's
the name we're going with?
We're going with
Chiquita.
So Chiquita.
We'll go with Chiquita or Becky, whichever one you choose.
Chiquita Becky.
Chiquita Becky.
Yeah. Chiquita Becky, I like that.
Yo, welcome to the Old Man Wade Show.
Chiquita Becky.
Yeah. As you can see, like, we're very professional here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a bowl of, Tostitos and medium chili or whatever, salsa, whatever it is. Because I ain't eaten since.
Javi over there got Panda Express, didn't bring nobody none. We just gonna put that out there.
Yeah, why are you?
But then gonna turn around and ask people for soy sauce. Oh, okay.
Why are you in my bag?
Oh, okay.
Why are you in my bag?
Oh, okay. Just throw it out there.
So first of all, oh man.
Yes.
Why did you want a bartender on the show?
I want the stories.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the shit bartenders go through.
Mm-hmm.
Especially female bartenders.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I've seen it. But before we get into that, Toya has a business proposition.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We were talking about feet earlier today.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Toya would like to let you know that for $20, she will send you pictures of her feet.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram is latoya.celeste. If you are a foot person and you are willing to come out with the cash, money, then yes, I will send you as many foot pictures as you want. I will even put them in honey and chocolate fudge or whatever you want.
How much for videos, though? Someone wants to see you rub lotion on your feet. How much in it?
Videos are going to cost you a little bit more. Videos are going to be at least 40 a pop.
Mm-hmm. So this is episode 2 of our new season. It's Toya's first appearance.
Yeah.
And she's selling herself.
We're already soliciting sex acts. All right, cool. All
right,
word.
It's not sex acts. It's
right, Javi.
Not sex acts. We're not saying Toya's gonna let you jack off on her feet.
No,
right.
I'm a big supporter of the sex industry, yo. Like, seriously,
right.
Support a sex worker. Like, I'm not even saying this jokingly, like, yo.
Oh, neither am I. But that's just illegal, so I'm not trying to...
And if Toya want to give her feet out to the public...
Listen, I have beautiful feet.
Just make sure we get a cut.
Just know. Oh, no. Trust me, they stay... Even in the winter, they stay lit.
No, I'm sorry. No, make sure we get a cut.
Oh, no. No. We can talk about that off air.
Ain't no free ads here. But anyways.
Oh, I'm getting a cut. Yeah.
So
believe that.
No,
we're not doing it.
Okay,
so what we're calling it is the business, and I this is the reason why I know I'm getting paid for it. We're calling it My Little Tonies.
Ooh.
I like that, old man.
Oh.
Okay.
My Little Tonies. Like, should be, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Did they have to get, like decorated, though?
Would you be willing to decorate your toes like unicorns?
Bedazzled.
For the right price, yes. You know, it all depends on what my Cash App is looking like and what you're requesting. If it's too strange, the answer will be no. If you're asking me for
where's the line in this?
Where I have to go to the nail shop to get certain things done, then yes, you have to pay for the pedicure, the manicure, even though the manicure is not going to be in the picture, and also whatever it is that you're asking for. So, you know, be smart.
So you're not going to answer that question.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What's too strange? Yeah, like, you already said the pictures are feet. So, like, where are we going? Like,
what would be too strange?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, like, we already know who you are, now we're just negotiating.
Right. What would be too strange?
So what if someone was like, I want you to, I want you to put your feet in some cheese.
Why not?
Cheese wouldn't bother me. The strange thing that I thought of was mustard, but mustard wouldn't bother me either. I don't know. I was thinking about strange.
I mean,
ketchup and mustard and, like, mayo.
No. Strange is, like, crushing things with your feet. That's strange.
That's not what you're talking about.
Like that woman who smashes things with her boobs. Okay.
Oh,
so, no, I won't be crushing things with my feet. My feet are beautiful. I don't kick rocks.
But what if somebody was like, yeah, I want you to step on some hot dogs?
Fine. It's a hot dog, right?
Yes, it depends on how much they're willing to pay.
I'll step on a hot dog for $5.
No. My price is not $5. Don't get it twisted. Okay, great.
All right, so is this happening? Like, seriously?
I'm dead serious. We're going to try for this.
I'll set the website
I bet
up.
You somebody is going to hit Mark up, like, was she for real?
Yo, the website.
I know the person was going to hit me up, too.
You claim that someone's in love with me. Who's in love with me,
I'm
Mark?
I'm not saying no names.
So can I tell you who I think it is?
Who?
I think it's the guy that I was supposed to do the podcast with.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're going to say names.
Mm-mm. Wait, well, I don't know his name to be able to say his... I feel like I think I know it, but he...
Not you, not you. It wouldn't be on you.
Would I?
But if Toya stumbles on it, right, by being, you know...
I don't even think I know the person that he's referring to.
Oh, damn.
You may or may not. I'm not even going to give you that.
Try another person that you're referring to.
You may or you may not.
He's such an egg.
I am.
Because he knows that you're going to tell me.
I'm not. My wife would tell me. Marie would tell me.
So wait. Is it are you not telling me because he doesn't want me to know?
I can't.
I don't know. I don't know whether or not he or she doesn't want you to know.
I know it's a he, so don't start.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not going to let a woman pay you $20 to look at your feet?
Oh, of course.
All right, then. So
of course. Only if my boo, you know, Shani says it's okay.
So, what name are we going?
Becky Chiquita or Shaquita Becky?
Shaquita Becky. Wait, it grew while I was gone?
You just got a first name like
this. I said
Rajendra
Becky.
This is why you can't leave the room.
I was gone for 2 minutes.
Maria, don't leave the room. This is what they do.
And the voice you hear is my lovely wife.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm. We got a Mrs. Old Man waiting
for us. She's all excited and goes, hey.
Mrs. Old Man, what are we, polygamous? Mrs.
No, Old Man Ray.
You said
Mrs. Old Man.
Wait.
Everybody's starting to take your life.
Jeez.
We've
had a conversation.
You better walk out.
She's little sister. I can't look at her like that. That's
all right. So, our Super bartender, Shaquita Becky.
Yo, all right. Hobby, you're really trying to get off this fucking.
I really should. Listen. All right. So, where's our? Hold on.
No,
go ahead.
All right. So, Shaquita Becky, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, you're so lucky.
So, Shaquita Becky.
Yes.
Do you want to get in on this? On this, the foot game?
Kinda, yeah.
So,
you're not going to ask me if I want to get in the foot game?
I don't know. We'll get to that later. Nope. We'll go around the room. The wives are, can't be involved in this.
You'd be like her manager.
Right. Yeah, you're the manager. Yeah.
I would straight up pimp your feet out if somebody wanted to touch them. What? I pimp out all kinds of parts.
What, somebody. Birds? Other birds want to see my feet?
They want you to stoop down and get their meals for them. It's like a catering service. What?
They want to see me hang upside down like Nosferatu?
What? What? Have small
Such
children.
A good reference. Thank you. <great. laughs>
Wow.
No.
I don't even want to see that shit, man.
I don't even want to see that.
Yo, I might pay to see that.
Yo, I could rock climb barefoot.
You know what? Straight up. Hang upside down.
So they got the right there. Chuck's gonna be like, oh, make sure you get in the crevices. Nah, I make my own crevices.
That's why we might disappear. Might disappear. You know where he is? He's hanging from the ceiling.
I'm hanging from the ceiling.
Yo, you shouldn't.
I don't need those sit-up machines.
Are you for real?
Like, I don't need a sit-up machine. I just jump upside down and dig my claws into the ceiling and start doing sit-ups.
Yo, oh man, don't be ashamed of that. To be honest with you, yo, you shouldn't trust people that can have sex with their socks off.
Yeah. Actually, you should.
Why?
I have sex with my socks off.
Really?
Who has sex with their socks
on? So perfect.
I have sex with my socks off.
But I sleep with my socks on.
You only caught me that once.
Yeah, we actually, I think we stumbled.
It was deep.
It was.
I think we might have stumbled on like an interesting topic here.
Yo, it's straight up. You know how much? Yo, all right. So I'm gonna make it.
Socks make men slide, don't they? That's why they should take them off.
That's my thing. Right. I get a good grip.
Especially if there's hardwood floor.
Yo, I get a good grip into the hardwood floor.
Yeah. With his talons, of course, he's holding on for life.
All right. So what would you think of somebody, right, who never took their socks off?
That'd be weird.
Is that a warning sign?
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah.
I need to
never take his socks off.
I can
need
to see
weird.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if I'm grossed like, out, I need to at least see it once so I know why you're hiding.
Right.
I mean, we've been married for like 8 years, yo.
She hasn't seen your feet?
Not me.
Stop it. What do you do on the beach?
Whoa. Pause.
You be wearing those bottoms?
So wait.
You be wearing those old man loafers?
I go Bronx style, yo. You gotta wear
So you guys have never taken
no.
gym socks?
No.
No?
We can't be friends.
No?
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that you guys have never showered together?
Nabi.
That's a lie.
Nah, Javi wears
and don't
he
do
wears,
on this show a lie.
He wears wets and those pool sneakers.
Yeah.
Nope. Lies. I don't want to hear your bullshit. Don't lie to our listeners.
Yo, what are you talking about?
You don't lie to our listeners.
You will never know anything about this situation.
Once I bag your wife?
Oh, Jesus Christ. So are there any other... So socks never coming off is a warning sign.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with your fucking feet?
Right?
I don't want my future kids to have those feet.
But wait, you never seen them. What if he's just cold? Cold feet.
Yeah.
Listen, I make sure I shower with my men. I need to see everything that's going on. I need to see you bucket naked so I know.
Like, can you bend over and cough, please?
Honestly, I need to know. I need to see
everything.
I need to see beauty marks. I need to see all of it. Breath marks, all of it. All
right, before we get to
identify. Too many voices.
He's got a birthmark.
Before we get to that.
Left inner butt.
Yeah, I need to know that.
But before we get to that, so I guess.
I got a beauty mark on my foot, which is hysterical.
That's criteria. Because, I mean, you know, we usually don't have. You guys are, I'm assuming, single women?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. About town, you know, young.
Living about town.
You know?
He's like 90 people. Hawk is 90 now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been
90 and white. About town.
I've been out the game for a long time. My only access is my timeline.
About
and it just sounds
wow.
terrifying, right?
You gotta take him out more, Shanice. You really do. Go ahead, Javi. What was the question?
Yo, she's still in love with me right now. It's crazy.
She's really not. That's not the face she's giving, but go ahead.
All right.
No, trust me, that's the face of marriage, love and marriage. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah, right?
Is that what you call it?
She's in love with me, but go ahead. What did you say?
Actually eats her, what is that?
So as ladies that are...
Bulga wheat?
Quinoa.
Bulga wheat. Oh my God.
Bulga wheat.
Bulga wheat. All right, so anywho. All right, we'll talk about that later.
No, we will not.
So what was the question, Hobby?
So, I think we stumbled on criteria. But before we get to criteria, right, we're talking about, like, warning signs.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what, as, again, two single women, you two are stuck with us, sorry. Right?
I know. My bad. Signed the contract.
So sad.
What are warning signs for you guys, like? I mean, I'm pretty sure you see a lot of, like, I'm pretty sure your warning sign list has grown as a bartender.
Oh, we're not even going to get it. I want to spend...
Hold on.
I want to spend a significant amount of time with the shit we talk about on our bartenders. That's why I'm pausing on that. That's just going to happen.
Mind you, she's, like, in the heart of Newberry, so she gets a variety of people.
So, tech bros...
Hold your bartender question to the end of the class.
You're choking now. So criteria. So must take his socks off. You need to see his booty hole
at some point.
So I need to see his booty hole. The
criteria for me is eventually we need to shower together. I need to see you completely naked. You need to see me completely naked. So everybody can see what's happening.
Is that first time you're gonna be in the shower?
You know, it's no. It doesn't have to be in the shower.
Okay.
But you know, a lot of times you have sex. It's not, the lights aren't always on. You don't. You see a piece. You see this. I want to see all of it.
Yeah.
I need to know birthmarks, beauty marks, all that. Because if anybody ever comes to me with anything, where's the beauty mark? Where's the birthmark? I need to see it.
Well, that's kind of unfair though, because we've already established our last episode that shower sex is extremely overrated. So you're judging somebody pretty much.
No, she just said they need to get in the shower.
Okay.
You just want to see him naked.
I just need to see him naked,
feet and all.
So why don't you just put the nigga in the yard and just hose him off and just...
What the fuck?
Shit.
Okay, what's your requirement?
No, whoa, what are we like,
what do you I'm need just saying, to see him naked? Is there certain things that you need?
I'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
I have to see him around
their parents. Really? Around their parents, that's a huge...
Oh, how they act
around, their parents.
But like, a big one is...
If they're around their parents and I notice they're, like a total asshole to their mother, and they're fine, they're, like, really smooth around me, that's a big...
What if their mother's an asshole?
Yeah, my mother's
right. Well, that's different.
That's another warning sign, right?
Yeah, exactly. I dated a guy whose mom was a stripper, so I couldn't take how his interaction was with his mom because...
Yes. Wait, what do you mean?
Wow. What is
his mom was a stripper. He was mentally fucked.
Coco host, that's pretty problematic. Can you please...
His mom was a stripper. He was raised by his grandma. He literally does not like women, although he thinks he does. He's fucked in the head.
Because his mother was a stripper?
That's a big part of it,
Sometimes you just gotta strip.
For real?
Sometimes you gotta make that cash, but he didn't accept that as what she was doing.
I just want to say the Old Man Way Show, we're friends of strippers.
We like strippers.
I'm with it.
All day, every day. You gotta make your money.
You have to.
Right. But see, I wouldn't want my mom as a stripper, so I get it.
And then we need kids with, you know.
Just tell me what, just make sure I just don't go to the strip club you're at.
Well, Grandma used to bring him to pick up Mom.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I don't give a fuck.
Wait, did you date this guy?
Edit point.
What, Mark? Why are we editing?
Apparently, you have to sit further away than me.
Mark, why are we editing that point?
Because you are loud as fuck.
Oh.
Oh my god, it feels so good to hear about somebody.
Oh, else. You can see it on there that I'm super loud.
Yeah, it like
spies. Yeah, like flew out.
Did it?
Yes. In one spot.
At what point? When I said what?
I'm just gonna edit from 16 minutes to fucking 17 minutes.
I cannot.
I love the evil laugh.
And we're back. Alright, so what were we talking about?
So my question
Toya
is
Sano and fucking Sean Wayans from fucking Don't Be a Menace.
Stop it. So after you've seen him completely butt naked,
his story said bucket naked. So.
Bucket naked.
Yes.
Bucket naked.
Yes. Spread the cheeks, did whatever, bend over cough, he saw everything.
Yep.
What's a deal breaker? Like, you need to see him naked for a reason, right? So if there's like a mole on his ass, is that it? You're like, no, that shit's nasty. I can't. If there's like...
Yeah, what is the deal breaker about the shower situation?
Like, are we talking about the toes? Like, yeah, if his toes look like my husband's bird claws, like, are you like, no, put the socks back on, we're done.
So I'm not a big fan of feet, even though I like my feet and I'm advertising my feet. I'm not personally... I'm not personally a big fan of feet, so I'm gonna put that out there. So yes, that is like, it's not a deal breaker, but it's one of those things where it's like, can you please keep your socks on? Or it's one of those things like, you have man boobs, can you please keep your wife beater on?
So wait,
can bang him with his man boobs, but he has to cover them?
Yeah, have to cover them, and I can accept you for who you are.
Yeah, I'm triggered over here, yo.
What?
Stop it.
Listen, this
listen, you just grease it up, you rub it around, that's some good shit.
These are the reviews
you've insulted, right, all big-breasted men.
And that's okay, because you know what? Everybody has a preference. Some men don't like me because my boobs are big and my ass is small. So everybody has a preference. I don't want to see your titties jangling while we're fucking. Because if I want to see titties, I'll get a bitch. That's just my view.
Yo.
Can that be the title?
I love
Yo, that sound, that. No, that's not a title.
Why can't that be a title?
Because iTunes isn't going to accept titties.
But they're going to accept bitch, though.
They won't accept, they maybe won't accept boobs? Bitch. Would they accept boobs?
No.
If I, jigglings? Like jello jigglers?
Alright, so a lot of those warning signs, feet. Alright, you gotta take a shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
All that's
kind I just of, could, that, I just feel like
everything you say so far is physical. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. Yeah. But that's what the shower is physical.
But a lot of the stress that I get, again, from my timeline, mm-hmm. right? Very scientific,
mm-hmm.
statistical method,
mm-hmm.
right? Figuring this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the issues seem to be like around like the mental, like, yo, and not even like it's simple shit, like, yo, this dude doesn't know the difference between their THERE and their THEY apostrophe RE. Did I do that right? I don't know, I don't want to
get that.
Right, cool, right?
Fuck you and your goddamn,
yeah, right? So, like, it seems
sometimes
like
you put there instead of there instead of there, whatever.
Well. Oh, damn.
And sometimes triggered. I put two, right? Two O's when I'm supposed to put one O.
The opposite, though, is bad. You know who used to do, instead of saying, like, oh, yeah, me too, he'd just do T-O.
Oh, here we go.
Like,
right?
You have to know that's not
yeah,
the
there,
same.
There are certain things that, like, grammar-wise, I'm like, well, you know what, there's a difference, though. If a person is intelligent and they just can't
spell. I was going to say, I'm like a smart person, you know what I mean? Like, if you read one of my texts, you'd be like, this bitch is retarded. My texts are bad.
Lazy as hell.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't care. I put there, you are.
As long as
you do.
Well, I don't like the apostrophes. Like, I don't. That doesn't matter.
Grammar.
So,
no. Yeah, no, I don't do periods. Like, that shit don't
so
exist.
Was that an issue?
If you do a period at the end of a sentence in a text, like, there's something wrong.
So if you're like,
oh, all I do, I have commas.
I
use
do,
fucking
right.
Semicolons.
My OCD. I mean,
I don't got time for that. Like, I type so slow because I'm like 9,000 years old. So, like, I need to get my point out before you send your next text because you're probably going to send it before I can send it.
So that's not, so grammar on the text message isn't an issue for this group?
No.
So,
except for Mark, although his wife can't spell and or speak.
Okay, alright. Well, even though you're getting like A pluses in all your papers and stuff.
Yeah,
but. Can we congratulate
the wife? Oh, I applied
today.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's crushing
it. I just did it today.
Alright, she's a genius. Right. We're all just smarter just being in her presence.
For real. I siphon off her genius every night.
Yeah?
Into those toes even.
Oh, damn. She's coming at
oh,
you.
Oh, shit.
That's why they're so thick.
She's coming
they
at
carry
you.
All that information.
Oh,
I love you.
Shit.
Okay, I'm done.
You might want to edit it at what point?
Oh, no. I know my toe's ugly.
Okay.
Like, I'm like half saber-tooth.
I don't even know the first time I saw them. You showed them to me, and I was like,
no,
wow.
Accidentally. Yeah. I think I got out the shower, and you were like, what the fuck is wrong with your feet?
And it is real fucked up, because he has a beauty mark on his foot. He really does. And his nail beds are, like, beautiful, so you wouldn't
He's
expect...
supposed to
like,
have
look
pretty
at those
feet.
Nail beds. His nail beds are, like, beautiful. His fingers are long. Like, he has great, elegant fingers. And then, like,
I mean,
his voice trailed off.
Damn.
Yo, did you just have a flashback?
I did. It hurt my feelings.
Yo, should
bit.
We... I'm about to just...
I mean, but it's one of those things where it's just, like, the universe finds a way to even things out.
Yeah.
Mm. My nail beds are a 10, and my feet are a -5.
Well, I bite my nails, and my toenails are shit, so...
See, I can't talk shit. It's fine.
No. Mine's are mainly genetics, though. Anyways,
so everybody in my family has... Everyone in my mother's family has ugly fucking feet. It's just the way it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this episode going to be entitled Feet?
It is now.
Yeah?
Foot fetish.
For your foot fetish needs.
I can't take it.
Yo, I would hate to see the demo for this episode.
I can't.
Alright, so we brought a bartending.
Right, we done did all this and still even gotten to the bartending.
Yo, it is funny because I'm like, I can't tell if she's uncomfortable or having a good time.
No, this is great. I'm just here for the foot talk now.
Seriously,
I'm just here for the foot talk.
I did this all day.
That should be the title. I'm just here for the foot talk. I kind of like that.
I like that. Yeah.
Right?
Here
I
like for the
that.
Foot talk.
Can we play a toy?
No?
Yeah.
Alright, awesome. I'm not blaming a dark-skinned woman for
well,
anything.
Well, actually, we kind of need to blame old man Wade, because he came in with the slippers, and then I said, oh, nice slippers, and he said, you don't want to see what's underneath the slippers.
Oh, yes.
And that's how this whole foot conversation started.
A long time ago.
That wasn't
really good. Yeah.
Real men have bad feet. Alright, next topic.
Alright,
oh,
Gillette.
Oh, my God.
Right, Gillette razor.
Best a man can be.
Oh, man.
So, how long have you been bartending?
Actually, not that long. Probably like a year, but I've been serving a lot longer.
So, you've been a server or in the service industry for how long?
5 or 6 years.
Oh, damn.
So like, actually still pretty short.
Five or six years is still pretty long. Well, comparatively,
like most people get started in the industry at like 16, 17. You know, they work at like their local restaurant and then like pick up jobs elsewhere.
As a bartender?
As wait staff or host, whatever. And
yeah.
They're there, you know, for like 10 years.
Like I have a few friends who've been in the service industry forever. Like they own bars. They've gone from like bartending, waitressing to owning bars, doing the books for bars and stuff like that. And like, and it was funny when I used to see something like this on my buddy Dre, who I'm hoping to get on the show one day. He was like literally the best bartender I've ever seen in my life. Like he could get like the party fucking started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good bartender. Yeah.
Yeah. And someone was like, "Oh, his drinks." I'm like, "But are you having fun?" He goes, "Well, yeah." I'm like, "Everything. Shut the fuck up and tip." It's like, dude.
I don't know. My drinks are always good when I got them.
For real. Like he was, you know, funny. It was funny. One day, so me and my wife were there, and like this,
before
like,
we got married. It was a long time.
Yeah, ago. This was like because we weren't speaking for a little while, and we decided to like, you know, give it another shot or whatever, and we went to the place.
Yeah.
And he knows about my wife and our relationship, so he made it a point to like feed us booze. And like he would buy a bottle of Jose Cuervo, and he would just be like pouring it. Like,
what was he saying? What's your relationship?
Huh? He was like, he was just like, "Yo, she hot. I don't know what the fuck you're doing."
Oh, he was like, yeah.
That's back in the day when I was hot. Now he's probably like,
"I'm gonna get her drunk so she can deal with this thing."
You just said was.
Yeah, don't listen. Yeah, don't listen to her. She's.
I ignore that role.
25-year-old Maria was pretty damn fucking smoking.
36 Maria, old Maria, still damn smoking. So, what was your expectation?
You're a good husband.
So I'm just ignoring all this shit. So, what was your expectation going in, and like, from like from a waitress to a bartender? Like, did you know what you were getting into, or
kind of, but not really. Like, it's something that I wanted to do for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I hated serving. Like, I loved it. I loved being in, you know, working in restaurants and everything. But, like, I hated just dealing with the people. And people who sit at tables a lot of times are just, like, a pain in the ass. So, I wanted to do something, like, a little more creative, a little more fun. Like, actually be behind a bar. I didn't realize how much more work it was going to be. It's a lot of fucking work.
But you don't got to look at people chew.
What?
You don't have to look at people chew.
No.
Chew.
Yeah,
chew.
I was like, chew.
I thought you said
true.
I thought you said chew. Chewbacca. Chew.
Chewbacca.
Yeah,
chew.
I mean, you do, but you can, like, go and do other stuff. And you don't have to, like, stock their table, you know. Be like, "You guys good? You guys good?"
So did you waitress in Boston before?
Yeah.
And you bartend in Boston now?
Yes.
Same place, different places?
I mean, same place. Same place, but also different places. So I, like, was, like, a server, you know, waitstaff at a bunch of other restaurants. And this one in particular, like, brought me on as a bartender. Yeah. But I've, like, served there, too, so.
So.
A little bit of everything.
God. What's the dumbest thing someone said to you so far?
Oh, God.
As a waitress.
As a waitress?
Or a bartender.
Oh, man.
Has anybody asked or sung the song to you that they're in love with a stripper yet?
Wait, what? That happened?
Not behind the bar. My best friend used to sing that to me, but that's about it.
It's the bartender song. That's the song I'm thinking about.
I don't know the bartender song.
T-Pain.
Oh, yes. Yes, all the time. But usually it's my coworkers and not my, like...
Oh, not some random patrons. Person.
No.
Oh,
not some random person.
Okay.
It's a little acceptable when you're a bartender, like when your coworkers do it, but
if somebody else, I was like, I wonder if that was like a pickup line or something.
But you know, that's a good question. What's something every guy does that they think is creative?
Oh, leaving their number on a receipt.
Oh my God, how many numbers do you have left?
Like a good amount, but it's 1,000% guaranteed. No, every once in a while, like, we'll like show it to, you know, like the other bartenders and be like, "Hey, this dude,
damn,
like
rom-coms have lied to me again."
Oh, it's amazing.
And then like they'll leave it on a receipt and be like, "I don't know who the fuck this person is." Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know who you are. Or they'll be like, "Rob, blonde hair, like call me." Alright.
They're like,
"Okay.
Fuck you, Rob."
Yeah.
I don't remember you or your shitty blonde hair.
And they always guarantee, the ones who leave their numbers always tip less than 20%. They'll tip like 5-10% and leave their number.
If I'm gonna leave my number, I'm gonna tip you like 25%.
Nah. So you're not seeing what they're saying. You're like, yo,
if you what are they trying to say? If you want this extra
15%,
you gotta work for it.
Wait, you gotta take this extra 15%. I got your extra 15% right
here. For real, you gotta remember John with that brown hair. You know
what I mean? You gotta ride that.
Oh shit, there we go.
But you want that 15%, I need to see them feet.
I can't. Not with the feet.
That's a problem. Our feet are always covered. We're gonna borrow sandals.
Some dude salivating, looking at your footwear. Yo, but that's another thing though. There's also some dudes who like certain shoes though. Like they like heels or they like.
Are you back on the feet? You have a thing with feet right now. Huh? I mean, you back on the feet? You got a thing with feet right now.
It's just Tori started it. I'm trying to get her business going.
Damn. Well, she blamed you earlier. Huh? So what was her? Oh yeah, you were about to sell some feet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
You were selling feet?
Yeah, that's how this whole thing started. You wanted to sell some feet.
Well, no, not necessarily. You know what else?
Hold on, hit the beat. Can we just talk about how elegant and like calm? Well, not necessarily.
Well, no, we don't got to know the details. I'm just saying like that's how it started. So I just want everybody to know when you come to this episode and you're like, damn, why are these niggas talking about feet so much? Just remember.
It's because of all the way.
Just remember.
Yo, I'm willing to bet money this episode will be downloaded more than any of them just because we're talking about feet.
Which is weird.
Yo, Google search feet.
No, people are obsessed with feet.
Yeah.
You can put your toes in some really obscure places.
Honestly, you're right, because I have one guy who lived in Boston, but he moved to Atlanta. But whenever I post something on Facebook and it happens to have my feet in it, he's on it.
And he'll
be like, listen, y'all are late. I've been new about her feet. And I'm like,
dog.
You like when
he gets all possessive about him?
He is, and he's never touched them. He's never sucked them. He's never touched them. But he's obsessed.
Yo, make sure you send him this. Make sure you send him this episode.
Have you ever had somebody shrimp your toes after you wore open-toed shoes in a bottle?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Now wait, what is shrimp your toes?
Yeah, that's what shrimping. You don't know what shrimping is?
No, what's the difference?
Bitch, if you're gonna style your feet, you have to know what the surfaces are.
Suck on
your toes. Suck on them. Right? Like some dudes just want to shrimp your toes.
Hold up, wait.
Well,
we get into subcategories.
Oh, alright,
word. Okay, we get into the deep cuts of this motherfucker.
I met a man in a bar far before my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Between some other things, I was living my best life at that moment.
It's called shrimping.
It's called shrimping. Yeah, it's like sucking on the shrimp.
You didn't know that? I did not know
that. Of course,
that.
Becky knows that. It's because the Karen side of me and Becky.
Shaniqua and Becky knew this.
Of course.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that the two
Karens and Beckys
to suck on someone's toes for sexual gratification.
It's called shrimp.
So wait, it's sexual gratification for them. Though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's
it
what
is.
I'm saying. It's not for me. I thought that shit was nasty. I was like young. I was out at a bar. I was wearing like open-toed heels all night. People were spilling beer on my feet. Like there was like nasty liquor. Oh. Like we were at a bar that had a sand pit. I was walking out in the sand.
What bar was that?
So it was in Bridgewater. It was a really long time ago.
This was this.
I'm gonna let you finish.
I like went back to my friend's house because I was gonna bring this dude to my house. I went to my friend's house and said. Sorry, smart. I was that friend.
Smart.
I was like, I don't want this dude to know where I live. She's like, my living room's open, just don't fuck in my bed. I was like, okay.
No, just leave it alone.
And then, this dude, like, legit started sucking my toes. I was like...
In the living room?
I'm thinking about every nasty thing that fell on my feet throughout the... Sand, dirt, beer, booze, like, dancing, like... Dirty ass
so
feet.
Gross.
And
everyone.
He was sucking it like it was like chicken. Yo. Like barbecue chicken fingers.
Well, what?
Fingers one, looking one, good. One, that one, shit's one, nasty.
One,
and then he tried to kiss me on the mouth and I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
One A.
Go ahead. What's your question? Right? And I'm going to say something.
It was gross.
Do you grow out of sucking feet?
Wait, I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you grow out of sucking feet? Do you grow out of having...
Meaning, does not the if you sucker grow out of it, or does the person who's being sucked on
this
grow out of
it? This dude was older than me.
I mean, so, like, do you
grow out of... I was, like, my
20s,
he was probably in his 30s.
Do you grow out of eating pussy? Do you grow out of sucking titties?
No, listen.
Disclaimer, Javi's high. Okay, so, with that said...
He is not. Leave him alone. What do you mean, do you grow out of sucking feet?
Well, first of all, I'm always high. Second of all, serious question. Because, like, I'm thinking about your story, and you're like, when you were younger, right?
Yes.
And I, like, when I was younger, I think I enjoyed sucking feet. But
thinking like,
about,
dirty feet?
I don't think I thought
like
about
it. Like, you put somebody's dirty ass feet in, oh, I can't. Because you are the most germophobic dude I've ever met in my life.
She needs to look at me right now.
So, to clear this up, to clear this up.
I don't think I liked it, but I don't think I was averse to doing it.
Here's the thing.
But why?
It wasn't a fetish for you, so that's why it didn't continue. For
but I would have done it. I would have just done it. But now, thinking about it as a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm.
This dude, no. It was a fetish for him.
Well,
I
for
tell.
Someone who it's a fetish for, they don't grow out of it.
He was like putting his feet on my
that
face.
That is a part of things that turns them on, honestly. Mm.
Honestly.
I know men that it does not die down.
Yes.
He is married and still wants to come look at my feet, suck my feet. Like,
it's so weird.
It like, see the bottom of my feet.
Does he
see,
wash
like,
your feet first? Like,
No.
He did not wash like, my feet.
Your feet were in pumps.
My
all
feet
day
were in pumps.
Yes.
My
I
feet
feel like
were
like it more then.
Yeah.
Like, yes,
dirty
toes.
Like
yes.
It just gets worse. Like, yes. That doesn't go away.
Yeah. Like, jams in there.
Yeah,
like, there's butt extra butter.
Women,
yeah.
Women sweat.
Yes, your feet in those shoes, you think that's hard?
Yo, my brother's. It's hard work. My brother's kids.
Listen,
kids,
don't try to give them
no
advice. They
no,
like
no,
what
no,
they
no,
like.
No,
let
no,
them
no,
like
no,
what
no,
they
no,
like.
Beer batter shrimp.
Listen, you don't, listen, first of all.
Beer batter shrimp. I'm just saying. My feet were extra spicy.
Listen.
Beer batter shrimp is the funniest shit ever.
And that should be the title of the show.
I care about y'all, and I care about y'all oral health. You know what I mean?
No.
And I want y'all to have a healthy sex life.
I'm
so
sorry.
I'm
not
trying to
pause. Hit the break. Yeah. I can't get past beer battered shrimping.
That shit was nasty.
That's horrible.
Yo, sorry. I had to pause because Toya got up and left from laughing. I was laughing. And I had to start recording again because I made the statement that I'd rather eat ass than suck toes.
And Javi second that. He won't say that he second that, but he did.
I mean, ass is just that greasy and sweaty, right? Like,
but you know what it is as a guy? Weapon?
In a different way.
Yeah, it is.
Do you think people turn away from toes like they do vagina? Like they come down to your feet and they're like, that's too much batter. And they just turn around?
That should be the default response to feet.
Right?
Like,
I don't find that shit sexy.
No,
let me tell you.
Those are your feet. They touch the ground.
I will eat a box that has been working all day. I don't care. You just got home from work. Well, it's a little mustard. I don't care.
My after work fee is probably 10 times worse than my after work pussy.
It really is.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I'm not gonna lie. My after work fee.
Yes, yo.
My feet are nasty.
I agree. Hey, yo, like, Clay, why you have my cup?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking
about. She's gonna stick her big toe in your ass.
I'm just letting my wife.
How much do you pay for that service? Like, if somebody asks you to pop your big toe in their asshole, how much do you charge for that? Do you do it?
First of all, I'm not a big fan of assholes unless. Actually, I am. I take that back.
You're not a big fan.
I was about to be like,
old man, bring up the tape.
All right, here. Listen. Let me rephrase that. I am a fan of butts. I am not a fan of assholes.
Okay.
If you're a man who's an asshole, yes, I kind of like you. But if we were talking about the actual asshole, then no, I'm not a fan of that. So if a gentleman did ask me to insert my big toe into their anal hole.
Yeah, that's a sentence I was just saying.
Anal
right.
hole, that's never mind. Go
like
ahead.
How much are we paying for this?
I feel, I know, right? Honestly, right? Okay, I feel like that the price would have to be $150 or more because that's just fucking creepy. And I'm going to pull out my toe and it's probably going to have shit on it.
So that's shit
so
on it.
I need at least $150.
There's a lot of creeps.
I'm sorry. We have a question. Pause.
Right.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the price.
I mean,
do you think it's too low?
Yeah, that's way too low.
I'm about to say, yeah.
So, wait, so what do you...
You are definitely low on the asshole.
It should be how much?
It's a delicacy, right?
Okay.
So it depends on whether your toe is covered or uncovered.
Ooh. Ooh. Very good. If it's covered, $150. If you want...
No, that's still too low.
I see $1,000.
Yeah, that's still... Right.
Yeah, you're looking at it.
I love what bartender Becky's saying right now. Yo, real talk. Yo,
Becky Sabrina. At the lowest rate, if you're doing something for a friend, cover.
Like if you're just...
But
on the outside
if you're
of the
not
ring.
Doing something for a friend, we're gonna say about
7:45
yeah.
to 1.
Yeah, I still think y'all are lowballing it.
Personal contact, like at least 1,000.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Because we're starting off. But once you.
Girls, let me see your toes. I'm about to confuse bitches.
No, straight up and down, though. $1,000 is
I'm about to get rich.
$1,000, thank you. Like,
$1,000 but you guys have to remember, I'm just starting out.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you're still
so
low.
So you're getting the introductory rate, you know, where it's a little bit.
Introductory.
Nobody getting a big toe in the ass is looking for introductory anything, by the way.
Like, if they ask you for your big toe in the ass, they better be
And you got to think about your market. See, this is when you come to my wheelhouse, right? You got to think about people that want that service. Those are rich, old. The dicks probably don't work.
Yeah.
Because now they need some freaky shit.
I learned a term the other day. They're called money pigs.
Yo.
Wait, what?
I'm not even kidding.
Is that a millennial?
I think so.
Time out. I want to hear
it. Too many voices. Let's hear it. What's the definition of a money pig? And where did you hear it?
Shaquita Becky.
Yes.
Fill us in.
I'm sorry. The term "fill us in" after you talk about a toe and ass.
Yo,
phrasing.
Fill us in, Becky.
Where did you hear this? And what the fuck?
I think it was on Reddit. I'm not gonna lie.
This would be on Reddit.
The devil's playground.
Such a Reddit thing. Yeah. I don't know how I got there because that's Reddit. It's like black hole, you know. And then all of a sudden,
oh, we can talk about that later.
Oh yeah.
Why are you on Reddit? But let's go.
But yeah, no. Apparently, like girls who. They'll, like, put up pics of themselves, and they'll post it, be, like, looking for, like a money pig.
Oh, like sugar babies.
Like, to sponsor me.
Like,
it's like,
back in my day, exactly. It was sugar babies and sugar daddies.
But now it's, like, instead of meeting up with them in person, it's, like, you just send them photos and videos of yourself.
Wait a minute.
And they just send them, like, Venmo?
So, like, there's, like, a whole fetish where guys want to be, like, quote-unquote, financially destroyed.
Yo.
Asking for a friend.
It's crazy.
Wait a minute. Where's the application?
All right, work. Word.
So, what site are they selling themselves on?
No. I need the info.
Literally just on Reddit.
Look up.
I swear to God.
Asshole toe.
What is Reddit?
Look up, first of all.
That's a great question, because I have no idea.
Money
pit. Y'all don't need to know. Reddit is not a place for black women.
I'm finding it.
Okay. I warned you.
Reddit's scary.
Yeah. It's not a place for any.
It's not 4chan bad, but it's bad.
I mean, there's 4chan. Levels, but.
Wait,
I mean,
what did you just say?
It's not 4chan bad, but
what's
it's
4chan?
How do you describe
4chan?
The best way I can describe it is how Deadpool described it. 4chan,
yeah.
4chan is where the devil makes potty.
Okay.
So is that where everybody goes to, like, do dirty things?
Let's say you went to 4chan. And decided to put up a picture of a beautiful kitty cat sniffing a flower. Uh-huh. Two comments down, Obama will be a nigger, that cat will be decapitated and shoved up someone's asshole. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
4chan, sorry, 4chan is scary.
Yo, do you think we gave 4chan enough?
So don't go there, go to Reddit, got you. Don't go to Reddit either.
Don't go to any, matter of fact, forget
that.
Just go to oldmanwade.com.
Yeah, oldmanwade.com.
So, money pig. A money pig is someone who gets sexual kicks out of paying out money or buying expensive gifts for a female.
Okay.
So, I need a money pig. Again, my Instagram is latoya.celeste. CELESTE.
So, I actually knew chicks, like, back in the day. It wasn't money pig. It was just a sugar daddy. Like, they had, like, five of them bitches. New coach bags, nice shoes.
But I don't think they don't have to go out with them in person.
See, and that's the difference.
Not at all. I feel like the sugar daddy is where, like, you have to go out on dates.
Yeah. So this,
which I've seen, like, a pretty decent
Like, you legit just send pictures. Like, an Instagram.
Yeah. Just pictures, videos. Just
different things. And less work.
You see, skinny bitch. How are we going to market you?
First of all.
Yo, I don't know.
Second of all, let's work on this marketing factor.
So I don't know if I should be upset about this conversation that you're having, or I should just be disappointed that you guys are married to us.
I'm
not sticking our big toes to some rich ass.
Maria,
I mean, like,
Maria, this could be a team effort.
I don't advocate cheating, but if someone can give you $1,000 so for you to put your big toe in the asshole, cool.
Listen, I feel like a gentleman shouldn't be upset with a woman making money, especially if they're aware of it, and especially if it's something weird like a toe up the ass. Like, she's not gonna cheat on you with a guy who wants a toe up his ass. Let's just be real.
For real.
Really, like, so with that said, let her get paid that $1,000 and take y'all both on vacation. It only makes sense.
What do you do after you take the toe out of the ass?
You wash it.
Like, and we go on raw dog towing? Mm. Like, are we towing raw dog? Or are we, like, gelling it up? Is there, like...
Well, I would think that after the towing, the person's going to be hard and they're going to want to fuck. So, you fuck after.
No, no, no. Okay,
hold on. Oh, that's way not all that for money.
If you want to.
No, hold on. I got a question.
Yo, Hoppy's face! Wait! You might have to edit that, but Hoppy's fucking face is full of disgust!
Yo.
It is full of disgust!
Hold on, I got a question. Hold up. I got a question for you.
If y'all only knew what's in my head right now, bro.
So I got a question. Not for the two married women. Okay. Not for the two married women. Really? But I have a question for the two single ladies.
Okay.
Here. Shaquita Becky and Big Gibson and Alien Eyes. How much would it be for you to insert your big toe in a guy's asshole while he jacks off?
I'm gonna have to ask my agent. Her name is Shanice. How much would I charge
you? Don't put Shanice in this.
Is it a face-to-face, or is it, like,
well,
it's gonna
be
you're
a,
at the back?
No, like...
You never wrote something before? No, you probably didn't.
So if you're laying there, right? And, like, so, then, like, she, like...
Maybe he wants to be on the toe.
No. It's just, so the guy's
Do you think you just stand up and kick it like a donkey?
So it's doggy style. So the guy's bent over, right? And you lay back on the couch, and you stick your finger, and you put the thumb in the booty hole, and then he's bent over jacking off.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
do I have that
little
balance?
No.
You are way too close to me to be doing that.
you could be reading the book while that goes on.
Yes, Toya, as you're holding my cup.
What? I'm sorry, what's happening?
So how much is that? First off, would you two be okay with that?
Wait, if so, what's the number? Is it someone we know or someone we don't know?
Someone you don't know. You can't look somebody in the face like that.
You should start with people you know.
No, fuck no.
I feel like you gotta get your technique right.
If they ask me that though,
like, they better.
Do you like ask your friends?
No way.
Like, does Alien Eyes look at Becky and be like, "Can I just try something out? I have this dude."
Well, at the moment, I don't think I'm allowed to answer that question.
You're not?
I mean, I don't know. Can I answer that question?
Yo, for real, I want to know.
I wouldn't.
You would ask mine?
You would help, Mark, but we're talking about my ass would eat your foot.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, I wouldn't.
Have you seen that thing? Like, it would suck it in. Mark doesn't want anybody because somebody violated him in a way that was not okay. But I won't put anything near that because it would literally take my arm off. Like, it's a whole black hole. Like, legit a black hole.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I grew up.
So if you stick anything in Mark's ass, be prepared not to get it back.
Much of my formative years have been spent watching porn.
What?
Much of my formative years have been spent watching porn.
Again, Javi is 90.
This morning I couldn't fall asleep.
You gotta say shit like that classy.
Wow.
Would you insert your rather large toe on your right foot in my rectal orifice?
I would prefer
no lubrication as I enjoy the dry insertion.
So you gotta say, in my face, right? In my mind.
Toya, you mentioned my face.
In my mind, right? What I'm seeing, right, is that conversation happening. Like, nobody that speaks non-proper English is going to be asking for a big toe in the ass.
Are you kidding me? I think they're the ones asking for it.
No, you got to speak the Queen's English.
Okay.
Right? You got to live in a big-ass, empty-ass mansion.
Okay.
Right? And I'm just picturing, and then, what was it? Having sex afterwards?
That's no, just, hell no!
No!
I'm just giving you the toe and
I'm don't hell no me.
That's the weird
Y'all
thing.
Brought
that's
that.
What you did to me with.
Who brought that shit? Toya probably brought that shit up. Right? And I'm just picturing somebody with their legs up with fucking
poo-poo on their toe. That's horrible.
I don't want to. I don't like that. Well, that's not. Like, that's like a dude with his legs up in the air, I can't. Sure. I wouldn't even be able to toe fuck.
All right, all right, all right, guys. Crazy. So bring it back to the question.
What was the question?
Tommy just literally went down the black hole.
No, all right. So when y'all went down the black hole.
The original question was,
what's the price for someone?
What's the price for you to stick your toe in the person's butt while they're jacking off? And you said, would I be able to do it? Yes, I would be able to because.
Wait, are they paying you? Or are you yes, paying
they're paying
them?
Me. They're paying me. Like, because I let a guy jack off while he was sucking on my feet, so I feel like it wouldn't be too much different.
It's definitely different.
I know it is, but as long as I get my paycheck, I'm good.
They don't have a small little booty hole, though, too, because your feet aren't that big. Like, how? Your toe's not that long. Like, how do you get in there?
Because
you scrape that shit.
But who knows
what
they like that?
Edited Mark,
I can't help it. Tell y'all look
nice, bro.
Hey,
so,
yeah.
Bartending.
Yeah. Because this
whole
episode has been about toes.
It all comes
back. This just needs to be about toes. The whole title needs to be about toes.
So, do you want to share? God. Do you want to share any interesting
non-toe
related stories about bartending?
Come back from this.
I think it needs to be a whole new
episode. Hold on, hit the brake. If someone's got a toe in their asshole, they can come back from that.
They can come back from that. Hey, yo, you're disgusting, Mark. You're disgusting.
Yeah, we need a drum roll.
Okay, I feel like...
And this concludes the Old Man Wade show.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Okay, we gotta...
Focus.
Yeah, bring it together.
We can finish. We can do the last 10 minutes on...
On what?
On the actual bar.
Wrap it up. We need to just...
Well, yo, what do you want to put your tone with now?
Like, what do you want to do? Don't y'all got
a guess? Yes, and she's joining...
She likes the toe conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty entertaining.
can you share any interesting bartending stories?
Yo, would you ever come back? Like, is this...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, excellent. We did our job.
We did our job.
Oh, man.
Yep. We put
yes, by the way... I kind of want to talk about toes, though.
We put our foot in the door.
Totally off subject.
In the door.
I love Soulja Boy and I love Kanye West. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah. Soulja Boy.
Seriously?
That's young Draco.
Y'all know they both like toes in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't.
Drake, yeah.
Drake likes a toe in the butt.
Draco? No, I'd say Drake.
Oh, okay.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy does too.
His side name is Young Draco.
Oh, okay.
No, Soulja Boy does not like a toe in his ass.
I bet you he does.
And.
I bet you he does.
That should be the next Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yo, he's been rich since he was like 16.
Really? Honestly.
He's had all the sex.
People have been sleeping on him.
He was into, you know. Wait, what?
No.
Soulja Boy up in it. Whoa.
He definitely put his toe in somebody else.
Soulja Boy up in it. Whoa. Got a toe in my asshole.
No. That's not how the song goes, Mark. You see what I mean?
Soulja Boy was ass shrimping in 2004. So.
What? Ass shrimping.
I don't know. I'm trying
to. It's when you suck your toes with your ass.
You're just making up shit.
I mean, I guess.
Soulja Boy,
I know it's not true.
What's not true?
Yo, straight up and down, yo. Soulja Boy has probably had more sex than I could ever think of. And he's probably just got bored. He's just like, hey, fuck, let me try this.
Yo, seriously though, are we still talking about this shit?
Are you ending it and starting it over?
Nah, are we still talking about this shit?
Yeah, was Sharon interesting?
I have a serious question about Sharon. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, serious question. Like, who, like, do y'all like... What? So, Michael Jackson, right?
I can't.
Michael Jackson, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
A legend of what?
So are you guys willing to cut off Michael Jackson and all his music?
No, good fuck.
Once this crazy documentary I've been hearing about gets released.
You're asking that question because of the R. Kelly documentary, correct?
Ooh. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so R. Kelly,
how old is this podcast? Should this not be a new
so
one?
With that said, so with that said, yeah. So with that
wait,
said.
Wait, did you, wait, well, let me just answer that question, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking a lot about R. Kelly, right? Mm-hmm, a lot of people, we knew about R. Kelly. Oh,
time out, do people have places to go? Because I know you got to go, right?
Well, this one does,
like, share the time.
I'm free.
Right. I'm friends with all bartenders.
I'm free to bullshit. Right.
So this is the Old Man Wade Show. We're going to stop the We're gonna put our foot down here.
We're gonna go talk. You're disgusting. You know what?
There is so much we have not learned about the bar.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, and also
we've learned a lot from this little bit.
Keep a lookout for Toya's footpalace.com.
FYI, I'm looking for toe hosts.
Also,
I'm hiring all shapes and forms and sizes. Yep. Keep your fungus to yourself.
You know my favorite body of water? Lake Toho.
Okay, you know what? That's the end. That's officially the end of the podcast. Fucking cut that shit. We don't even need to hear it's the old man Wade show. No damn it, Wade. No nothing. Just cut it.
Damn it, Wade.